This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Each day, at hundreds of archaeological sites across the Holy Land, university researchers are literally digging up history. Every new discovery affirms the historical accuracy of the Bible, giving us insight into the rich heritage of our faith. Shachar Shiloh with the Israel Ministry of Tourism provides a look at the history being found today in the Holy Land.
The funny thing is, as many voices that came against to try and contradict the Bible, in the last two decades it has come more and more clear that nothing that comes out of the ground in the ancient Holy Land of Israel contradicts the Bible. One can actually walk to the ancient pool of Siloam today from the Second Temple period and walk an amazing route, starts right down there all the way up to the Temple Mount. But nothing contradicts the stories that we are so much familiar with. So if you're looking for the book of Jeremiah, you will need to discover that in Jerusalem. If you look for the book of Kings, for instance, we have stuff coming out in the Negev, ancient cities such as Arad or Beersheba or along the Beersheba River. That is the ancient biblical gut of the Philistines. By the way, including a piece of pottery, a shred of pottery that contains the name Goliath, which was found a few years ago. So if I may sum it up, I think there's rare findings that does not basically go along with the Bible, and the voices that speaks against that are becoming vague.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments from the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Thousands of Jewish families, children, and elderly Holocaust survivors in Israel and the former Soviet Union live in shocking poverty. Find out how you can help them during this holiday season at holylandmoments.ca.